produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Whatever time it is, you got to learn how to give him what's here. And I know it's not always that easy. Not always to pray, easy to praise God. I don't care what people say, all is easy. No, it's not easy to praise God when you got walls closing in on you. It's not that easy to praise God when somebody got a cutoff notice in their hand. It's not all that easy to praise God when your car is down on the side of the interstate. It's not all that easy. Hello, somebody. But you just got to get past what's easy and look at what faith says. Faith is not what you see. It's what you can't see, but simply knowing that it's there. So I'm praising God not because of the flat tire. I'm praising God not because I'm broke. Because God made me some promises that he would never leave me and he'll never forsake me. That's why I'm praising him. You can't wait till the devil just run havoc in your life and then you want to start praising. But you got to be like what the old folks told us when we were growing up. You got to lay up some timber. You got to have some stuff already that you can pull back on. You don't believe it? Look at Jehoshaphat when it came to the point that he was surrounded by Mount Seir, Moab, and Ammon. Gets to the point to whereas he could bring up a resume. And then not only that, brought up history to God. Begin to talk about how and what's going to happen with your name. We praise you when we came out of that. And we praise you over there. Now you got these uncircumcised Philistines getting ready to try to do us in. And God didn't even answer him back. But by a young man by the name of Jehazi, he brought the word. So you tell Jehoshaphat to tell Judah, you need not fight in this battle. For the battle is not yours. But tell somebody that the battle is the Lord. And I know that there's too many of you all here trying to fight some stuff that God has not given you to fight. But you got to let the Lord handle some stuff. Told Jehazi to tell Jehoshaphat that when you get down by the cliff of Ziz, matter of fact, he said, by this time tomorrow. And that's a good place right there for you to praise. You ought to tell somebody, by this time tomorrow. You can get through your meantime. By this time tomorrow. He said, I want you to get your praisers. Get the praise team or get your choir, get your singers. And I want you to put them in front of the army. And when you put them in front of the army, he said, I want you to sing one verse and one chorus. And it is simply, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And And the more they began to sing the song, when they got down into the valley, and I know some of y'all have been in some tight spots before. As a matter of fact, some of you are in a tight spot right now. But when they got down into the valley and began to sing their course, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Looking upon the hills, you see in Mount Seir and Ammon and Moab, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. But it had to be a faith move, because common sense tell you don't put singles in front of an army. Look like common sense would tell you you don't go singing when you're trying to fight. But when you're dealing with God, he goes past your common sense. And you got to have some spiritual sense. You got to learn how to praise him when it don't look good. In other words, the bathroom look like it's used for one thing. But sometimes you have to go in there to keep them getting fired. And learn how to just praise the Lord in the bathroom. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? You can't always try to use your common sense to figure out what God is getting ready to do in your life. But when you're in your meantime and you're dealing with some mean folk, you're dealing with some mean things at some mean places with some mean attitude, tell somebody you better give God what he loves. While they was down in the valley and as they were singing their song, I know the Moabites and the Ammonites in Mount Seir said, we got the ups on these people that is called Judah. And you know what Judah really means. Judah means praise. But it's something about that that the devil has always tried to attack. Notice that when it looked like you're getting ready to turn a corner, the devil hits your praise. Don't want you to praise God. Have you sitting on your hand in service, thinking about everything but God? Don't want you to praise God. Why? Because I done worked all week long, and I'm too tired to get up and clap my hands. I'm too tired to get up and pat my feet. Or you think you're too pretty or too cute, or your soap is too good, or your clothes, you can't sweat them out, and ain't got time to praise God. But when you call on Jesus, somebody ought to say, he will. Yes, he will. He'll answer your prayer. And while they down in the valley, they all began to sing their song. And God dispatched some invisible angels. And the angels stood up, and one cut Moab, another kept Mount Seir, and another cut the Ammonites. And they began to look at each other, and they began to fight amongst themselves. I just want to drop it on somebody. Don't worry about your enemies. When they come from the left, when they come from the right, when they come from the north, when they come from the south, God will confuse your enemy to their fight amongst themselves. That's why you got to stand. You got to stand on the word of God. I got to close this here now. But here in this book, this 2 Corinthians, this chapter 4, Apostle Paul here is really giving a clear dissertation of what ministry ought to be. He began to let them know that first of all, the ministry got to be unselfish. When you look at verses 3 through 6, he deals with the unselfishness of the ministry. You got to know it's not about you, but it's about God. It ain't about what we look like. It's not about what we ride in. It's not about where we stand, but it's promoting the kingdom of God. And that's when you become unselfish. God said, I'm getting ready to do something for you. Well, what am I going to do, God? The more I try to help, look like the farther I get pushed back. Dealing with my mean times, the more I try to go up, the more it look like a foot put down on me. Dealing with my mean times. But then God said, wait a minute. If you went through the ministry that was called unselfishness, There's another ministry that's called power. Can somebody shout power? Power come out of the Greek word dunamis, and that's where you get the word dano, or the word dynamite. In other words, it's a combustible power that explodes from the inside out. So when you're using power, it's power that'll see past all of the weird looks. It's power that can get you past all of the absent talk. It's power that'll put you past all of your hurt feelings. You better grab somebody, shout power. That's what you're gonna really need to get to the other side of what you're really dealing with. But as I close, there's another ministry that's called suffering. And I know many people say there's no such of a ministry. But I want you to know right now, the Bible tells us that if you live godly, you shall suffer. You're gonna suffer persecution. Just keep on living for God. There are gonna be some things that you cannot understand. Mean times, mean things are happening. Mean times, mean words are being said. Mean times, mean attitudes going forward. Mean times, what we gonna do? Well, Paul lets us know when it gets to that verse 8 of that fourth chapter. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And what is he really saying? He said, we're hard pressed, but we're not suffocated. We're puzzled here, but not utterly baffled. We're pursued, but we're not caught, or even outran. We're struck down, but we're not out of the fight. In other words, I'm hanging on in here. Let it come, but I'm hanging on in here. Let it happen, but I'm hanging on in here. No matter what transpires, God got your back. You ought to tell somebody, in the meantime, you can't throw the towel in. In the meantime, you can't give up in the midst of the fight. Well, what is meantime? When you look at the word, mean times, it's the middle state between two extremes. Intervening time, or to come between by some type of action. In the meantime, you got one time, that's a good time. You got another time, that's a rough time. But there's an in-between, good and bad. In-between, up and down. In-between, in and out. In-between, y'all don't hear me. Your meantime can come at a time where you least expect it. What is mean? Mean is low in grade, or low in quality. It's unpleasant, or disagreeable, or it's unkind, or it's simply wicked. And that's what you find in an untoward and perverse society that we live in now. We live in some mean times. Your money get mean. You all don't hear me. Your job get mean. Even your house can get mean. Sometimes the church look like it gets mean. Oh, brother preacher, what we gonna do in the meantime? Where Paul lets us know, he said, for which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, you better tell somebody, the man on the inside is renewed day by day. In other words, the more it come, the stronger I get. The more it come, the more I'm gonna praise it. The more it come, the more I'm gonna lift him up. In the meantime, you better learn how to give him glory. You better tell two people, you better give him glory. In the meantime, why I light affliction. He called it a life thing. You ought to tell somebody it's a life thing. What you're dealing with right now, It's a life thing with your job. It's a life thing with your health. It's a life thing at your house. It's a life thing with your money. It's a light affliction, and it ain't gonna last but for a moment. Lord, but when God get ready to bring you through, I feel like preaching here. When God get ready to bring you through, when you come out, you coming out, looking back at your meantime, singing your song, look where the Lord. Yeah, look where the Lord has brought me from. Brought me from the darkness of Satan's woe. Brought me from the terrible whims of Satan's tricks. Brought me from the downtrodden way. Brought me out of the misery. Brought me out of pain. Brought me out of woundedness. Brought me out my hurt. Hey, look where the... Just tell somebody this pain ain't lasting. Tell somebody else it's just for a moment. Said it just for a moment. Everybody standing in here. It's just for a moment. But it's working for us. That's why Paul can start writing in Romans. For we know. That's for true believers. Whatever you're dealing with right now. For we know that all things, not some, all things working together. You can't see the good in it, but it's working together for the good. I don't know, but it's working. Hallelujah. I told you. I'm not any kind of a cook or baker by anybody's turn, but I watched some things that my mother did when she would prepare to cook a cake or pie or something, most notable the cake. And she would take, I would see some flour, and flour by itself, not good according to me. I would see some strange looking stuff called, for a pie would be nutmeg. Looking at it, I can tell by itself that it wouldn't be good. Some of you may like it, but just to me, raw eggs by itself just wouldn't be good. Back then, they didn't have all the artificial sugar. They had Domino and some other kind of sugar, but they were real sugar. Just a handful of sugar, cup full of sugar by itself, just wouldn't be good. But she put all that stuff in that bowl, and before we ever got introduced to an electric beater, her daddy just didn't have the money to get one. She had one that you had to twirl with the hand. And she knew how to whoop that thing around in there and get all on the edges, just like she was a rhythm to it. And that stuff started turning yellow, mixed all up in there together. And she just be whooped until it get just right. And while she had her back turned, I walked by, take my finger, just roll by the rim of that bowl. I said, "Woo, that stuff was good. Wasn't even in the oven yet. But it had a taste to it. It was wonderful." Now, all those things by itself wasn't good. In other words, seemed like you have things to hit you one thing at a time. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Not good. But in the bowl, look like you see a little light because things got lightened up on you. Feel a little better. But it's not over. She had an oven that was preheated at 350. Already heated. And she would open that oven and pour this stuff in her pan and place it in that oven and said, boy, now don't be running and jumping. Because you make my cake fall. Some of y'all, while you're in the oven, you're doing too much running. You're doing too much jumping. You ain't done yet. Every now and then she'll come back and pull it open and look in there. It ain't ready yet. What am I saying? Some of you are in the most intense parts of your life right now, wondering where's God. God is always where he have been. But he looked in on you and said, you ain't ready yet. You ain't ready yet. You think you're ready. God said, no, you're not ready yet. See, whatever you're dealing with, you can handle it. Obviously, you're still handling it. But when you get to the point that you get done, she come back and she looked at it. Now she looked over in there. And even though it wasn't cooled off, she'll cut, because she know how bad I want it. She'll cut a little square out of taste that. Ooh, you're talking about something wonderful. Why? Because it was ready. It didn't come out the heat until it was done. Until you get through your process. Oh, you ought to tell somebody, witness to them, tell them your struggle just about over. Yeah. Come on. Just look at them, tell them your struggle just about over. Your struggle just about over. And when she pulled that thing out, now we can enjoy it. It's working together. Something God's allowed to come into your life. You wonder, what is going on?
You're ready. It is Jesus the real.
Sometimes when I'm feeling low, nowhere to go, Jesus comes along, makes me strong.
Yeah.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.